top stories on ABC News. The federal government says the community has a fundamental right to know if child sex offenders are in their area as it attempts to set up a national register. And what's being described as the toughest crackdown on pedophiles in Australian history, sex offenders would have their names and photos uploaded to a public database. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has written to the states and territories urging them to support the idea. The US President Donald Trump has made a televised plea for border wall funding as the partial government shutdown enters an 18th day. Speaking to the nation from the Oval Office for the first time, Mr. Trump argued for funding on security and humanitarian grounds. In a televised rebuttal, Democratic leaders have accused the president of holding the American people hostage. A driver has narrowly avoided serious injury after a sign on Melbourne's Tullamarine Freeway fell and crushed her car. Pictures have now emerged of the moment the sign fell from the Buller Road exit yesterday. The authority responsible for the freeway upgrade says it's checking other signs now to ensure that they're safe. And police in Thailand have confirmed that the father and brother of Saudi teenager Rahaf Alkhanen are in Bangkok and want to see her. The 18-year-old is seeking asylum in Australia after fleeing her family whilst they were on holiday in Kuwait. She says she'd be killed if she returned to Saudi Arabia as she's renounced Islam.